Yeah, I do. I think that he very well could be available there. There's certainly the possibility that the Devils or some other team could take him. He's off to a pretty good start in the preseason. He scored some goals for Djugarden and has been, he's always been a goal scorer. I think that the reason that he could slip beyond, potentially and be available at 10 is, I think that he needs somebody to help him create. He's not a guy that does a lot of play driving on his own. I have seen it at times, and certainly at international events at the U18 level, where he's just so much better than a lot of the players, that he's fine. But, I think that he's going to score a lot of his goals on the power play. He's going to score a lot kind of from the perimeter. He has the size and strength to get inside more. And I think that there's going to be an interesting debate for teams between him and Jack Quinn in particular, because Jack Quinn does get inside and does create and has that tremendous shot. So I think that those two guys are going to be a real interesting debate for teams who's ahead of who. I think that the Alexander Holt, the interesting thing about him is this: I think we've known about him for so long because he's been at a top level for Sweden. He played in the Hlinka Gretzky Cup at 16 in Edmonton, and he and Lucas Raymond were the two best players for Sweden that entire tournament, even though they were younger than everybody. And I think that's. We just kind of come to expect that he's going to be a top prospect. And I think that over the year, there have been some guys that have passed him up. And so that's why I think that he very well could be there. I think I still have him as a top 10 prospect. I still think he's very good. I just think that some guys really, progressed more than he has. But I like what I've seen so far in the very early goings of the SHL season and the preseason, and also the U20 Sweden camp that I watched him in. He is an absolute sniper.